Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 35, for the week of September 10th through the 14th of 2007. Coming up this week in the IDC, on Tuesday, September 11th, from 2 to 3 p.m., Jennifer Swartout will be hosting the first Writing Across the College program on Using Essays as a Tool for Learning. Included in this discussion will be information on how to assign papers that will help your students learn. Options for assessing essays will also be discussed. Feel free to come down to the IDC, Student Commons Building Room 2401, and share your thoughts on essay assignments. If you have questions about the Writing Across the College program at Heartland Community College, contact Jennifer Swartout, Assistant Professor of English. If you missed this, there will be another opportunity to attend next week on Friday, September 21st from 1 to 2 p.m., also held in the IDC. Be sure to check out our IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC for details about events, resources, and staff hours. Coming up next week on Tuesday evening, September 18th from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Community Commons Building, room 1406, Heartland Community College will be holding the first Fall 2007 Your World Exposed HCC Speaker Series. The evening's presentation will be titled American Gulag, the Internment of Japanese Americans During World War II, and will be presented by Daniel I. Ogata, retired Presbyterian minister. Mr. Ogata will be speaking about his and his family's experience during World War II as interned Japanese Americans. All of the Your World Exposed Speaking Series events are free and open to the general public, so make plans to join us for these events. Again, this event is on Tuesday, September 18th from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Community Commons Building, room 1406 at Heartland Community College. In the final installment of this four-part series, I will be finishing off my discussion on how to find the right computer for you. Last week, I discussed some of the differences between Apple Macintosh computers and Microsoft Windows machines, and this week I will be talking about some ways of purchasing a computer. Once you have determined the primary function of the computer, home, office, media design, or gaming use, you can begin to narrow down just what type of computer you will need. Once you take the specific considerations into account I spoke of in part 2 of this series in podcast number 33, like laptop versus desktop, and hard drive sizes, and then weighed the pros and cons of Windows versus Macintosh from part 3 of this series, you should be ready to purchase the computer. There are two basic ways to purchase a computer, online or at a brick-and-mortar store in person. Online, there are several ways to go about purchasing a computer. You can go directly to the company's website and check out what models they offer, and comparison shop. Companies such as Dell, Compaq, Toshiba, or Apple all allow you to configure, modify, and purchase a computer online. The pros of taking this approach include the ability to configure the machine to your needs. If you'd like a larger screen, more memory, or larger hard drive size, then you can add additional features. Also, often they will have a web page that guides you through the process and will show you just how much each extra component will cost. The cons of purchasing straight from the company include paying the extra for shipping, having to wait for the computer and the possibility of damages occurring during shipping. Returning damaged or ineffective equipment becomes more difficult as well. Other ways of purchasing online include going through an online superstore like CompUSA, an online office superstore such as Office Depot, Staples, or Office Max, or third-party retailers such as Amazon.com. In each case, you will be limited to the configurations they have available on their website, and there is almost no customer support on the web pages themselves assisting you. Although on services like Amazon.com, you can read through reviews from customers to see if a computer has worked for other people and see what kind of experience you can expect. Also, you could try purchasing a computer used online through a service like eBay. This becomes somewhat of a gamble as to the configuration of the computer and what condition the item will be in when you purchase it. depending on who you purchase it from, you might not be able to return the item if it doesn't meet your needs or live up to expectation. The other avenue would be to purchase a computer through a traditional store. Again, there are several sub-options here to choose from. The most obvious would be to try a technology-driven store, such as Circuit City or Best Buy, to name a few. The pros of choosing this type of store include the personal service you will probably receive. They have staff on hand to help you purchase the right computer for you and make sure you have all the accessories you require. Cons include the limited supply, limited brands, and limited configurations of the systems they have available. If you're requiring a larger amount of memory than what their stock systems are pre-built with, you might have to settle for something less than the desired configuration. Going to an office superstore or general retailer is also an option. Office superstores like Office Depot, Staples, or Office Max also carry computers. However, they only carry limited supply and limited brands in limited configurations. The assistance that you will get at this type of store will be somewhat limited, as their staff wouldn't be expected to know everything about every brand of computer and configuration that they sell. The same goes for retailers like Walmart. Their supply will be limited, and the computer support will also be somewhat limited. If you are looking into purchasing a Macintosh, there are also Apple stores and Apple certified resellers. Apple stores tend to only exist in major cities such as Chicago, San Francisco, and New York, to name just a few. They will have somewhat limited configurations of Macintosh computers, but the personal service will be there to help you purchase the computer that is right for you. Apple certified resellers are located in more places and offer a similar type of service as the Apple stores. So overall, online purchasing generally offers more configurations and an easier way to see just how much each component is going to cost you. You also get to do more comparison shopping between brands in an easier way online. In person, at a technology store, your choices are somewhat limited, and it's more difficult to decipher all of the different options and what additional components are going to cost. But you get the added benefit of talking to a person live, and if you need to make returns or exchanges, the process can be less difficult. Often there are educational discounts available to staff, faculty, and administrators working in higher education when purchasing a computer. Look into the company's website for specific details to see if you are eligible for a discount by working in higher education. I hope this series helps anyone out there looking to upgrade or purchase a computer in the near future. Thanks for listening to this episode of the IDC Podcast. Our podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as instructional technology tips and services offered. If you have any questions or in need of assistance with the services we offer in the IDC, you can contact us by phone, by email, or in person by checking our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.